Athabasca, the Magnificent River Rats Festival, MRRF, has been a staple Athabasca event for nearly 30 years, and organizers said last July, the Canada Day weekend concert saw attendance levels return to their highest in 4 years. This year's going to be our 29th festival, said Fred Minville, MRRF president, told Athabasca town councillors March 4. We changed our model a couple years ago after COVID. We had the realization it'd be better if it was free and everyone could come, and really bring people together and share our culture and the music. MRRF Vice President Chelsea Kirby told officials last year's festival brought in 3,500 locals and visitors to town over 2 days. Attendance numbers the show hasn't seen since 2021. That's like Finger 11 event year, she said. I thought it was great, it brought in a lot of people and it was nice to see as a community member and counselor, said Cown. John LeMessurier. Thank you for all the years of putting this on, it's such an awesome event and I think that's one of our biggest events throughout the year. In addition to providing counselors with an update on the success of the 2024 No Admission Fee Festival and highlight the many volunteer hours necessary to facilitate the two-day show, Minville and Kirby also had an ask in order to keep the event free. It makes it fun for everybody, but it doesn't pay the bills, said Minville. The pair requested $5,000 from the town, in addition to set up and take down help from the Public Works Department as usual. Councillors offered $3,000 already earmarked for the event in the municipal budget, and noted another $3,000 is available for whichever community organization takes on the Canada Day fireworks. With the Athabasca and District Chamber of Commerce in a gray area after failing to elect a full executive during a second attempt on March 13, Kirby said the six-member MRRF committee is prepared to take on the fireworks, but doesn't have the capacity to also organize the parade. Related. Athabasca Chamber of Commerce still rudderless after special meeting related. Athabasca Chamber of Commerce fails to elect new executive, needs new engagement budget and behind the scenes Kirby said the budget for each year is determined by guaranteed funding, and is mainly covered by funds earned from working charitable gaming casinos, and supplemented by donations from companies like Alpac, TC Energy, and All Choice Rentals. The budget for 2025 is set at $35,000, and Minville said a large chunk is eaten by stage production and security costs, corners the festival can't cut. Performers and musical acts are then chosen based on what's left in the coffers. We do try to bring in world-class talent when we can afford them. If not, we do try to find the next stars, and we have a reputation of doing that. We've had a lot of acts that have gone on to win big prizes, said Minville. While the onstage acts draw attendees out for the show, Kirby highlighted the amount of work needed behind the scenes to put on the annual event. Last year, 50 volunteers dedicated 792 hours over 2 days from setup to takedown, gate and merch tent shifts, to backstage help and supervising the kids' zone. These numbers only include hours dedicated over two-day event, and do not capture committee efforts in the months leading up to the festival. But Minville said the work is worth the reward. I had somebody tell me that they felt like they got their festival back. I love it, I just love music and bringing people together for free where there's no barriers and we can just hang out, have fun, meet our neighbors, Cown. Sarah Grayling was eager for hints on the lineup for the 2025 festival, but Minville and Kirby said the committee hadn't quite reached the talent selection stage of the planning process. More than 60 acts applied to be part of MRRF 2025, and Kirby said Grayling and anyone else eager for the announcement should stay tuned in the next 2 to 3 weeks as selections are finalized. Locals and organizations looking to lend a hand or donate can get in touch with the committee by way of the MRRF website, or by emailing mrfestival@gmail.com. Minville and Kirby are also in search of an engaging and entertaining MC for the festival, and encourage anyone with the chops to get up on stage to reach out. Kirby noted the Alberta Strongman Association will also be returning this summer. Both men and women interested in showing off their brawn must pre-register for the competition on the MRRF website. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.